Evelyn Lyle Kalchas, 1915-16 to 1998. Monologue written by Kathleen Tansey and read by Christine Tansey. I'm a redhead, originally from Melbourne, Australia, but I spent much of my life in Western Turkey, where I am buried next to my husband, Homer, in the Greek Orthodox graveyard in Izmir. I love to explore my adopted country, especially its remoter parts, by bus, truck, shared taxi and ferry. And I enjoyed sharing my knowledge of its history, archaeology, customs and peoples, wildflowers and plants. My travel writing and journalistic career started in Australia. Then, in World War II, I joined the Australian Women's Army, where I taught Japanese and worked as an interpreter in an internment camp. I came to Turkey in the early 1950s to travel, research and write articles, and, I hoped, travel books. I planned to stay 2 years. My first winter in Istanbul introduced me to cold, with ice floes on the Bosphorus. I met Homer here, when I was directed to the YMCA for information, and a bespectacled, kindly man offered to take me to an agricultural exhibition. It took months to get the necessary papers for me, a foreigner, to marry a Turk. Then, after our two weddings, civil and Greek Orthodox, we moved into the rented flat on the Asian side of the Bosphorus, with its spectacular views of that ever-changing waterway from our kitchen, our lovely home for 20 years. I travelled widely, fearlessly, and I never let the fact I was a woman hamper my explorations. I wrote travel articles, and I did write books. The first was The Search for the Royal Road, published in 1966 in London under my own name of Evelyn Lyle. It was an account of my attempts to trace the Royal Road of the Persian kings from Sardis in western Turkey to Susa on the Persian Gulf. Next was Turkish Odyssey, Journeys into Spring, published in Istanbul in 1969. Istanbul, former Constantinople, is a crossroads, a place of romance, and during our years there we entertained a particularly interesting cross-section of people of many nationalities. My book, Breakfast in Asia and Lunch in Europe, was published in Izmir in 1977. For many years, we spent the 4 months from December in Bodrum, on the southwest corner of Turkey. It was there, on a Friday in January, that I first saw the piles and piles of greens brought in by peasants from the countryside, which inspired me to research these plants. The happy result of this detective enterprise was Food from the Fields, Edible Wild Plants of Aegean Turkey, first published in 1974 in Izmir. My booklet, Bodrum Castle and Its Knights, was produced in 1978, dedicated with love to Homer, with pictures, maps and sketches of its many stone inscriptions. We had made our home in the rapidly growing city of Izmir, former Smyrna, where I made many new friends, gave talks, lectures and slideshows, tea and cake sessions in my home, with Homer occupying my friend's children, are still remembered for their intellectual discussion of Turkish history and culture. In 1983, I produced another booklet, Gateways to the Past, Houses and Gardens of Old Bornova, about the old Levantine trading family houses in this once separate town. I led a series of Monday morning tours by bus out of the city, especially for the enjoyment of women of all ages and nationalities who might not otherwise have had the opportunity to explore such fascinating places. These sorties into the countryside were enjoyed for over 9 years by a succession of newcomers till 1988. I produced my booklet, Izmir Roundabout, Offbeat Day Trips Near Izmir, in 1989. Old age had brought Homer's death and failing eyesight. People visited, took me out, and I still corresponded with friends all over the world. one of my last writing tasks was to put together Homer's stories of his family life from the early years of the 20th century in Silivri in Thrace, and their move to Constantinople in 1914. The Silivri Saga was published in 1997 by Istanbul Boğaziçi University. Later, it was translated and published in Turkish in 2012. So, like some of my other books, it is still available years after my death in December 1998.